Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Luli Nishmas, Sara Malka Basar Bitzak. We are Misach the Soto in the first parak Mishnayos Dalad and Hey. Hayumala no Sala Beis Din Agadol should be Yerushalayim. They would bring her up to the Beis Din Agadol in Yerushalayim, the Isha Soto. Ma'ayman Allah Kadash Ma'ayman Al Yedei Nefashos. Al Yedei Nefashos. The judges would scare her to try to get her to say that she was guilty. They would tell her that. You should tell the truth, just as they would scare off the witnesses in cases where the potential was a case of capital punishment, so that they would also tell the truth. They would tell them, if you give Edim Zoman, you're going to get, if you turn out to be Edim Zoman, you are going to cause somebody to be executed for no reason. And they would tell the Sot also, she's going to wind up killing herself if she chooses to drink the Mayim Hamarim unnecessarily. And of course, if that doesn't work, then they try other ways. For Omrimla, they would say to her, Biti, my daughter Harbi, Ayin Osa Harbi, Schok Osa Harbi, Yaldus Osa Harbi, Shechena Maram Osim. They would say to her, listen, you know, we have to worry about wine. Wine causes pritzas, causes indecency. Being a little bit too playful causes indecency. Being too childish causes indecency. Bad neighbors cause indecency. There may be a lot of reasons why you were the way you were. Asi Lishmo Agadol Shenechta B'Ktusha Shalo Yimach Elamayim. And then they would say to her, listen, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God has his name written in Kedusha. And then what's going to happen when we make the Sota water is we're going to have to scrape off his name into the water. We also tell her things that she nor the members of her family deserve to hear. In other words, the Gemara is going to describe that how great people existed who weren't afraid to share the fact that they did something wrong. Yehuda ho develo bosh, right? Tamara, Reuven ho develo bosh. Yehuda wasn't afraid to admit that he made a mistake. Reuven wasn't afraid. Now, we usually don't share this with other people, right? Because we want people to think about the righteousness. And we need to understand that whatever they admitted to was not necessarily what you think they admitted to. But notwithstanding, we do share that with her in order to try to save a person from being killed. Now, Amar Tamei, if she said, listen, I committed adultery, Shoveres Ksubasa, she writes her husband a shover, a receipt saying she lost the rights to the Ksuba, Vyotzeis, and then she leaves him. Amar Tahora Ani, but if she says, I'm pure, and she says, I insist on drinking the Mayim Amarim, Tamalan Osel Shara Mizach Shal Pesach Sharna Kinar, we take her up to the place where she's supposed to drink the water. First, we take her all the way down to the eastern gate opposite the Nikanor gate, right? And then Shesham Ashkenas Sotos, that's where we go ahead and give the Sota to drink. Umataranas Ayoldos, Umataranas Amitzorayim, we are Matar, the people give birth, and we're Matar, the people who are Mitzorayim. The Kohen Ochis Bibigadan, the Kohen grabs her clothing, and Nikru Nikru Vim Nifrimu Nifrimu. If the clothing gets torn a little bit, that's the way it is. If it gets torn a lot, that's the way it is. Achu Megalas Liba, until he uncovers her chest, when he tears the clothing, he doesn't have to be concerned how many tears are there, right? Besosar Sarah, and then he uncovers her hair and unties the braids to make her look unkempt. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imhaya libo nado, haya mekaleovim, haya sarah nado, haya sosro." Look, if it's going to make her look attractive, right? We don't want to have the pirchei kahuna, the young kohanim, have taiva for her, and so to prevent that, we keep her covered in the case where certain things will make her look overly attractive. We'll stop here. As the session will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.